over the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch in hour number three of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Last hour, we were talking about hoarding. Now, if you don't know what that means, then think of pack rats. Perhaps you've heard of the term pack rat. That's actually the first term I ever heard. I heard pack rat first and then hoarder later. I guess hoarding is more of a technical definition. But it's essentially a mental issue that people have where they are afraid to get rid of the things that they don't really need. And it's so dangerous.
Not just the things they don't really need, but the garbage.
Yeah, well, yeah, it can even be garbage. Yeah, absolutely. As you were saying, you knew somebody that had junk mail stacked up in their house that never had even been opened.
Yeah, well, it could be important.
Well, someday you might need to go back and look at the Walmart catalog from 2005 or something like that.
Yeah, and
right?
The thing about, fortunately, what a lot of companies do that send the junk mail is they put expiration dates on credit card offers and things like that. If the expiration date is gone, you know that you're holding it too long. It's easy. You know, I personally, this new house, I'm not going to put up a mailbox.
A mail? Really?
No.
Good for you.
What for? What happened?
A bunch of crap.
Right. You know, nobody knows where I live. It's not, the property isn't, it's owned in the name of a corporation. It's not owned in my name. And so whoever's going to be sending me anything there can go ahead and send me something. If it's important, my mailing address, anyone can ask me, is in Keene. Mm-hmm. And they can send it there. But the rest of it's just all going to be resident, junk mail, Valpak, all this crap that people get. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to, that pops into my mind every time I come to the driveway. Oh, I got to get the mail.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to spend the calories getting out of the vehicle. No, I don't want to do it. And I don't see any reason to stick up a box, pay the money so the government can run their little advertising scam out there. And then they take ownership of my box. They say,
yeah, it's not yours, federal property.
If I told you to come by, just put it in the mailbox. You can't. It's against the law.
Federal felony or something. Like
it's some kind of mail fraud violation, and screw them and their mailbox. I'm not putting it up. I'll put up a sign that says my, the number of the house.
You're in the process of, building this house you speak of right now.
Nearly done.
Yeah, and it's not a big house, right? I mean, how big is this thing?
Well, it's the house is 800 square feet or so, and then the garage is 800 square feet or so. The original idea was to have
the garage is under, and then the house is on top.
It sits on top of a foundation that is a drive-in garage. And
so there is no basement below the garage. It's the garage is the basement.
The car would fall through the basement that would be below the, the garage. And no. It's 800 square feet, both sides, and top and bottom. And originally, the idea was to have the room over the garage and then build another house onto it and everything. But I don't think I'm going to do that anytime soon. It's nice, big, spacious. 800 square feet. It's got this big, great room. It's a kitchen, and who dines?
Yeah.
So it's got a bar there that you can eat at the bar, and enough room for a big old TV and a couch and some chairs and stuff.
Why is it that people buy the multi room? Like the five bedroom homes when it's just the two people living there.
The reason
what is that mentality?
I guess the reason I did it was I wanted to have a space for guests when they came over, and so a third bedroom. I wanted to have a second bedroom as an office to sort of
man cave,
get away and do my thing. We had to have a living room, three bedrooms, two baths. In Florida, the real estate market was booming at the time, and you might as well get the more saleable house, which is three bedroom, two bath. Because people have kids.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have kids, might as well have two.
Well, I'm not talking about 3-2, Mark. I mean, that's sensible. I'm talking about
it was a big house that I could afford at the time.
I'm talking about six bedrooms.
There aren't
I'm talking
many
about
of them
a $14 million house. I'm talking about the people that, they dream big as far as their homes are concerned. What is the purpose of that? What is the mentality? Is it just to show off the amount of wealth that you have? Is that the
purpose? I guess if you've got it, you might as well do it. I don't.
But then you just have to hire a maid to clean up rooms that are never used. And
but you, at that point,
you're
got
air conditioning
it.
All kinds of square footage that is unnecessary.
I think a lot of people go too big in the same way that a lot of people buy a BMW before they can afford a BMW. Mm-hmm. I think that the best thing to do is to save your money to the point that you are very, very, very comfortable. You're not counting on the next paycheck to pay bills, but you're extraordinarily comfortable, and then you can start going after things like that.
But it just seems
I'm going
to
get a nice car one day. But right
fine.
Now I'm going to drive around a 94 Dodge Shadow because it doesn't matter to me what happens to it.
But it seems to me that that if you have more space, you will fill the space. And I understand if you've got the resources, then it doesn't matter from a financial point of view. But we're talking about clutter, not finances right now. And it would seem to me that if you're a couple with a kid, which is what you are, Mark, you've got you and Laura and Jackson, your mm-hmm. newborn son, you don't need a whole lot of space for that. And if you had five rooms on your house, if you had five bedrooms plus an office plus all those other things, you'd feel compelled at some level to fill those rooms with stuff.
I don't disagree.
And inevitably, you'll buy shelves to put more stuff in there. And
I'm already looking for shelves. I've got lots of books.
Yeah. Before you know it, you've got a cluttered lifestyle. And so it would seem to me that it would make more sense to have a home that is just large enough or maybe just slightly larger than what you might actually need to live your life. That way, if you get to the point where you're filling up the space you have and you're starting to consider like a storage unit, you should, hello, Earth to Mark, right, or Earth to Ian. You don't need a storage unit. You got by okay without the storage unit up until this point. This should be an indicator that now it's time to start cleaning out some of the crap that you have. And I think it's important to assess your things on a semi-regular basis. And when I say semi-regular, once a year. To assess the stuff that you have in your life, look at it, and say to yourself, ask yourself,
Do I need this crap?
Right. Is this something I actively use? Is this something I can foresee a legitimate use for in the near future? Has this been sitting in my closet for 5 years untouched? If so, what makes me believe I'm really going to need it within the next five? And ask yourself these hard questions. Better yet, get together if you are living with a loved one, family member or a partner, get together with your partner and do this as a team effort where one of you can hold the other's feet to the fire and say, look, do you really need the giant teddy bear you won at the circus, 10 years ago? Okay, no, I don't need it. I just have that attachment. I still feel like I'm a kid. I need my security blanket or whatever. Get rid of it. Then have a garage sale where you're not going to make a lot of money. Don't expect to make anything off of this.
Right. Stuffed animals have to be the absolute worst in this arena. I mean,
big and useless.
I don't understand stuffed animals very well. I suppose they can be, for some girls, better than flowers mm-hmm. because they last a little longer. But at some point, they just need to get tossed out.
Yeah, give them to some other kids.
They're better than candy in that you don't get fat off of them. They're better than flowers in that they don't die after a week and a half or a week or whatever,
right.
depending on the flower. I think that a lot of women find, that aren't interested in stuffed animals at all. And at that point, you've just jumped up to jewelry.
Hmm. What about paper? Old bills, things that were probably legitimate. People are afraid to throw them away. And for a few of my clients, what I've set them up with, it's a Fujitsu ScanSnap, it's called.
Mm-hmm.
It's got really excellent software for Mac or Windows. And it's tiny. It almost looks like a miniature inkjet printer.
Hmm.
And it's very fast. It scans double-sided.
Wow.
And all you do is push a button on there, and it sends it right over to your computer as a PDF file.
That's pretty slick.
So
you can keep the documentation but eliminate the clutter.
Yeah. Or you can shred
it. It's a lot cheaper to put it on a hard drive.
Yeah, you can shred the documents. You can shred the document if you have a copy of it on a PDF, and you can file it away and then just make sure you back it up. But that's one way to eliminate a lot of paper.
Yeah, I love that idea. I'm down to the point where I don't really have a whole lot of big stuff anymore, and the other day I was looking at some of the old video games I had that I don't have any. As I was telling you earlier, I don't have any of the boxes for it, so I've just got the CD-ROMs from years and years ago, the 1990s, my computer
games. You
don't
games even have collection. The games, the consoles to play it on, right?
No, computer games.
Oh,
some
I see.
Of them probably don't work, though, because the backwards compatibility isn't so great with computers.
Hmm.
And many of them I've never stuck in the CD drive in years, and so, I'm getting to the point where I'm actually reducing stuff that is even small, that doesn't take up a lot of space because I've cleared out so much of my other stuff. Now, I want to make clear, though, that I'm not talking out against collecting. I think there's a difference between having stuff you don't use and having a treasured collection, something that's inherently valuable to you for whatever reasons. Some people are interested in collecting comic books, or some people are interested in collecting, you fill in the blank, whatever it is your favorite item is to collect. And I think that can be something you can still do as long as you don't have a house full of crap. If that's your one or two areas that you collect, and we can explore that in a moment. Take your calls as well about hoarding or whatever you want.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
I'm Joe Wood, president of Famous Footwear. We are a proud sponsor of March of Dimes' premier walking event, March for Babies, formerly known as Walk America. More babies begin healthy lives because of March of Dimes' research and programs. And with our support, we can do even more for families all over America. One day, all babies will be born healthy, but we have to walk to get there. Join the March for Babies. Sign up at marchforbabies.org.
I'm Paul Hopkins, CEO of Farmers Insurance, and a proud sponsor of March of Dimes' premier walking event, March for Babies, formerly known as Walk America. More babies begin healthy lives because of March of Dimes' research and programs. And with farmers' support, we can do even more for families all over America. One day, all babies will be born healthy, but we have to walk to get there. Join the March for Babies. Sign up at marchforbabies.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, we give away. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours is free. So enjoy it on us. And those features on the site, by the way, include the updates. You get signed up, and we keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. I sent out an update today. Gardner Goldsmith had me on his program yesterday for a short interview. in regards to gambling prohibition and marijuana prohibition, and so that's posted online at freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI brings Free Talk Live to you every night. They are our biggest sponsor, and, you know, they do collections. They manage to save everybody some money because, well, they get people to pay their bills that are delinquent on them. Mm. And, you know, if you've got a business or you know somebody who does, please recommend SACL CAI. They'll handle all your accounts receivable needs. They do not just collections. They do early out billing, whatever that is. They do they purchase charged off receivables. So things that, you know, little bits of bills that you didn't think you were ever going to collect, you can sell them to them at, oh, I don't know, 20 cents on the dollar and get something out of receivables that you were never going to get anything out of.
1-800-259-9231. You can go to the Free Talk Live website and you'll see the SACL banner right there at the top. All right, so so hoarding, bad idea, but you don't want to even get to the point of being a hoarder. You want to control your clutter. You want to control the stuff in your life, and it is a simple process. Not to say it's easy necessarily. Sometimes it can be very difficult to let go of things that you might have had in your life for a long time, and you feel a connection to them, but they're just things. And most things are replaceable, so if you do feel, you know, 10 years down the line that you made a mistake and you want to go and get that thing again, yep, you probably can, thanks to eBay and Amazon.freetalklive.com. You know,
there's a fine line to be walked here. For instance,
it is true.
An ex-girlfriend of mine, ex-fiancé, she had collected all of the Disney movies on VHS. When she had a child, she was going to have the Disney movies, every last one of them, for her kid. And she had, you know, this rack of them. It was about 3 feet wide by 3 feet tall. And, you know,
now who wants that crap?
Now she's in her mid-30s. What is she doing with the Disney VHS tapes?
Does she have a kid?
No.
Oh, okay.
We never watched one, and now she's dating a girl now. So yeah. I don't see a kid on her horizon.
Adopt.
They could. But
will they?
She's been to, no, forget it. She doesn't have a kid, and she's not going to have anyone anytime soon, and I don't want to, you know, her business is way out on Front Street.
So
at this
point. Fine line.
So VHS, was it a good idea to collect the Disney movies? It's a great idea to have all the Disney movies. It's a bad idea to collect them on one format like VHS.
It's going
to
go out
now
of style.
You're stuck.
Yeah.
And CDs, what do we call them?
DVDs? They're on the way out.
They are on the way out, and you don't need them because Netflix will send you within 2 days every Disney film that was ever made, including all the weird ones with Oswald the Rabbit or whatever. You can get whatever you want. You don't need them.
I'm with you on that. I had a situation where I had DVDs and I had begun sort of collecting DVDs. And I had Laserdiscs before that, so you'd think I would have learned my lesson. I had a bunch of Laserdiscs. I had thousands of dollars in Laserdiscs from the 1990s. And I sold them all on eBay for like $150. I think I got $300 out of them. And it was a lot of Laserdiscs. And, you know, sold them for pennies on the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what helped clue me into a lot of this is that, I went through the process of spending all my hard-earned money on this stuff, then decided I didn't need it anymore. Now I'm getting rid of it at a fraction of the cost. Boy, that was really a waste of money, wasn't it? And so I told myself that, and I realized, maybe I should stop collecting these DVDs now and instead actually reverse that trend and start getting rid of some of them. So I sold off probably like 75% of my DVDs. I kept some favorites, some absolute favorites of mine that I knew I wanted to have on hand at any given moment.
It's a great time. It's a great idea to have Star Wars or The Matrix or, you know, whatever, you know, Fried Green Tomatoes or whatever it is that you think that is, you know, one of the greatest films of all time. Fine. Keep that.
Sure. And that's what I did. But I've reduced my collection. And the other DVDs that I purchase these days, they either have to be super, super favorites, or they have to be a situation where I've downloaded a show like Penn & Teller's BS. This is my favorite example. I download that because I don't have cable, and I'm not going to get cable just so I can get Showtime. Sorry, not going to do it. So I download the show, and then when it comes out on DVD, I buy it because I understand that if you don't buy the product, from whichever way you're going to buy it, whether it's through the cable system or on DVD, they're not going to make more. And so I want them to make more, so I buy that. But, you know, those, for the most part, just sit on my shelves. Luckily, they're useful in that we can loan them out to people. So Julie has always got people at
you
work.
You can proselytize with that show.
Right. So I have cut down my DVD collection, and it works. It makes sense. I love the Netflix idea, where at any time, if you want to watch a favorite, you put it on your list, and it comes to you.
And when you look at how much Netflix costs per month, especially if you get the little one, versus how much
Five
you spend
bucks,
on its DVDs
bucks.
Or whatever, You know, I have all these DVDs that I've watched one time.
Yep.
And they're just not of any use at all.
Nope.
So, you know, that's a good thing to get rid of. Now, the other side of it is tools.
Mm.
You know, if you buy, you buy a tool to do a specific job. Do you just throw it away after you're done? Do you get rid of it?
Those are things that'll have a tangible use on into the future.
Sure. And then there's the end of it. For instance, I was in a friend's garage, and here in New Hampshire, things, you know, garages are old. Things are old.
Mm-hmm.
You can find tools that are so darned old and useless.
I mean, useless?
Just useless.
Okay.
I mean, when you've got a sigh in the garage.
A sigh? Like a weapon?
No, it's used to get to reap wheat.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
The grand reaper.
Is that pronounced scythe? I thought it was scythe.
Okay, maybe.
C-Y-T-H-E?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's how it's spelled.
Okay.
If you've got one of those in the garage, yeah, it's no use. the really old drill.
So there is a threshold then for tools.
Tools, yeah, okay. there is. And, you know, so you got to kind of look at it.
That's what you have to do in general, is you have to look at the things you have and make real tough choices sometimes about whether or not you need them. Because if you keep choosing to keep, you will become a hoarder.
And you'll also need a bigger house, which means more taxes and more crap and more
heating bills,
more
air conditioning bills.
Yeah, because
somebody has to help you clean.
Back as early as the 50s and early 60s, the average house size was 1,200 square feet.
Hmm.
Now, what is it now? It's probably close to 2,000 square feet.
Yeah, 1,200's fine for me, right? More than enough.
Well, people consider that a tiny little house, but really, it really isn't bad if you don't have a lot of junk.
So I think we've pretty much exhausted this topic. Keep on top of your stuff, pay attention, and make a mental note to clean out, to simplify your life. I guarantee you, you'll feel better if you actually go through this process. And take it easy. If you've got a bunch of clutter, you could feel overwhelmed. This is the other thing I would like to suggest, that if you have this problem, and you've realized that it is a problem and you want to do something about it, don't get overwhelmed. Some people will feel too overwhelmed to where they won't actually do anything.
Yeah.
Take little amounts of action. Set aside 5 minutes a day where you do nothing, or 10 minutes a day where you do nothing but simplify. Focus in one area and just start simplifying out from that area, and, you know, throw it away. If when in doubt, throw it out. You know, as far as I'm concerned, or better yet, free cycle it. Give it away to somebody who'll come and take it from you.
Yeah.
There's this website called Free Cycle. It's actually Yahoo Groups, I think. And you post what you're getting rid of. Someone comes.
It
and
feels
takes
good
it.
Because somebody's getting some use out of it.
Yeah, they're probably cluttering their lives, but that's their problem.
And prune it in layers. You don't have to do it all at once.
Right.
Keep going down and down and down.
And before you know it, you'll be able to think clearly again. That's a bunch of old stuff that you don't need. Clear it out. More coming up. You can take control and bring up anything. Matt's on the line in Illinois. The other amp line is ringing in. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system
healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're an adult male, you need to listen to this information. By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. In the past, many men have turned to saw palmetto to support prostate health. But now, there's something much better. It's called Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. In fact, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same benefits of one dose of Beta Prostate. It's guaranteed to provide noticeable support, even if you're already having prostate-related health issues. Now you can get Roger Mason's Beta Prostate formula through this special offer. And if you call now, you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Feel a difference or your money back. Here's how to order.
Call now to order Beta Prostate. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Support your prostate with safe, all-natural ingredients. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light, self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements, purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Freetalklive.com features there, including live streams, broadband version, and dial-up versions of the show, both available free at freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's happening June 9th through the 15th, and at Porkfest, you'll be able to meet hundreds of individuals who, just like you, cherish liberty and are living the goal of liberty in our lifetime. Plus, you'll be able to discover the outdoor and recreational adventures that New Hampshire has to offer. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. So we go to your phone calls to the AMP line. It's Holly. Ladies first, Holly in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I just want to tell you a hoarding story that I know of.
Okay.
My mother hoards prescription pills.
Whoa, weird. How big's her collection?
In the thousands.
In the thousands. Wow.
As in thousands of bottles or thousands of pills?
Well, thousands of bottles with thousands of pills
gotcha.
In them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where does she keep them all?
She's been doing this for years. The little, I don't know, Ziploc, like, thing bags that comforters come in and blankets and sheets, those things. She has, like, comforter bags filled with pill bottles.
Out-of-date pill bottles? Like, they have to be out of date, right? They have to be out of date, right?
Yeah.
Are they prescription, or are they just, are they like aspirin from the CVS?
Some of each. I mean, she keeps aspirin bottles and over-the-counter medicines and antibiotics and pills for everything she's ever had a prescription for.
So have you talked to her about this? I mean, does she have any excuse or rationale? Does she feel like she's going to need some expired pills someday? I mean, talk about one of the most extremely silly things to hoard.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I've talked to her about it before. It's actually gotten her in a lot of trouble before.
I bet it does get you in a lot of trouble. It's, I mean, you know, once it's expired, it can become illegal.
Really?
Especially she's probably collecting them from other people, too.
Yeah, she collects them from, like, you know, her husband or her kids, wherever. If somebody doesn't finish a prescription,
yeah,
then she for some reason feels compelled to keep it in case they might one day need it 10 years later. I don't know why.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, but she has them, like, in the thousands of
so is
pills.
So is it only in that one area that where she's affected? Is everything else in her life relatively normal?
I don't know. Normal's relative.
Sure. Clean. Not cluttered.
She hoards animals.
How many?
She hoards cats and dogs. And
yeah.
I don't know. When she gets a cat, then she thinks she needs another cat, and then she has a dog, and then she needs three more dogs.
Mm.
So then she just keeps hoarding animals until she has like 8 animals in her house. And we're like, okay, that's too many animals. But
so okay, the animals gotta go.
You staged an intervention.
Oh yeah, my brother and sister have too. We've told her, you know, we call our house the barn. That's because she has so many animals that we call it the barnyard.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
She loves her animals and her pills.
There you go.
Wow, that's amazing. So yeah. with the animals, when did you step in? When it reached 8 animals, you stepped in and you just said no more? Or did you actually remove some animals and take them somewhere else?
Well, my brother, my little brother said it's either me or the animals. So
oh, that's a good one. That's a good approach.
Some cats, and she got rid of some dogs, but then she has slowly gotten them all back. She's gotten more.
Wow.
She got rid of, like, 3 cats, and then she went and got more cats.
What's more amazing, is she single?
A new kitten.
Holly, is she single?
No. She's on her 5th husband.
So there's another person living there with her amongst all this?
Yes.
And how does he feel about it? Is he also collect pills for her, or how does that work?
He doesn't seem to mind the pill issue. I don't know. He's sometimes a little iffy about the animals. He's not as fond of the cats, but he doesn't mind the dogs.
That I've always found fascinating is when the hoarders manage to live together and compound their problem twofold. I mean, that you would think that if the other person in the relationship noticed something was going wrong, they'd say something about it. But hoarders must attract one another. Either that or they repel the other person so quickly that they leave their life before it gets to the point of being too bad. Because, as I was mentioning, Julia's former boyfriend, his parents, they lived together in this house that was just the most cluttered mess, the worst hoarding example I've ever seen. I saw pictures, and it was absolutely awful. That you could live together with someone in that house is just mind-boggling to me. I mean, I could see how easy it would be to let it happen by yourself when there's no one else there to call you on it. But, man, two hoarders living together,
Was he embarrassed by it, or he just didn't think anything of it?
I didn't know the guy, so I did not ask that question, but this was the point. How could you not think anything of it? I mean, you've got paths in your house. There are newspaper stacks to the ceiling.
The floorboard sinking.
Right. How could you not think about that?
Man.
It's just amazing to me. Any other thoughts for us tonight, Holly?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Continuing here with Matt in Illinois. You're on the Amp Line. Matt? Matt? Going once? Matt in Illinois, going twice. He hung on for a while. 800-259-9231. We go to John in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. John.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey. What's on my mind? Well, I'm trying to figure out what's going wrong in America, and it's no easy task. You know, we're bombarded by information. It's hard to digest, hundredth of what's going on. But I think I've come into some better understandings after listening to your show a few times. Police officers, when you get arrested and you go to court, the cops got to have evidence against you. If they don't have any evidence, you're free to go, right?
Okay, yeah.
So this is what justice and freedom is. But strangely, when Bush gave you guys zero evidence implicating bin Laden for 9/11 and immediately closed criminal investigations, you seem to be uncertain about what the cause of justice is to defend your own families. In Canada, we have Much
Wait,
Music,
what?
Which is...
I'm sorry, can you run that by me one more time?
To believe in liberty is to believe in the rights of the other or your neighbor. Some people say, well, I'm just concerned about myself. If my neighbor gets accused of a criminal offense and tortured to death, but no evidence is brought against him, I don't really care. As long as they don't infringe on my house and my property, I'm fine and okay with that. But this is what I'm saying. In Canada, Much Music, which is comparable to MTV, they did a 2 or 3 minute spot. I think it's probably available on YouTube. But they talked about, I think it's the Loose Change, the new Loose Change video that's out, Final Cut. Unbelievable. I encourage all your listeners to take a look at that. It's awesome.
I encourage them not to waste their time.
Before you go on,
there's some evidence against Osama bin Laden. There's him admitting to having done it on videotape.
Oh, geez, Mark. Now they're going to come out and they're going to say that it was an imposter.
Right,
CIA
it can't
plans.
Possibly be him. Osama bin Laden's not even real. That he's made up.
Yeah.
Well, wait a second. You guys haven't cut me. Am I still there?
You're still here.
Okay, well, there's video of liquefied iron flowing from the towers like water. How did bin Laden with his dialysis machine get up and down those flights to set the thermate, which is a military explosive, to liquefy steel? Fire does not liquefy steel, but I know how that evidence troubles you.
Hold on.
Like the FBI.
Are you saying that steel can't melt?
I'm not troubled. I don't care.
You're right.
I know. And this is what I'm
saying. There's no way. There's no possible way that those towers were brought down by terrorists. You must be right. It must be the government.
No, that's not what I said. Don't put words in my mouth, okay? Hey, the FBI's formal conclusion is that it was funded by Bush's business partner, General Mahmoud Ahmad. That's the evidence. And in a court of law,
what are you going to do about it, John? What are you going to do? Let's say all the things you're saying are true. What are you going to do about it?
Well, you have to envision what justice really means. You have to see in your mind an ability for ourselves to rise against those who are responsible for murdering thousands of your countrymen.
What do you mean
you
by rise
find
against?
Out?
What are you going to do?
First of all, you've got to arrest those who are obstructing justice.
Who's going to
arrest
them?
That would be Bush and Cheney.
Who's going to arrest them? They're in charge of the executive branch.
Why haven't you gone down to arrest
them?
That's
your
religion.
Their
own men going
that's
to arrest
them? That's your
religion.
Them? You say he's sovereign immunity. That's
you're
a false
out of your
religion.
Mind, and you can't get away with that. 800-259-9231, nutty conspiracy theorists. They don't know what they're talking about. We'll explain in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, just enough time for your call. If you make it right now at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. If you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. It's that simple. Get your shopping done. You've got 41 categories to shop in, all the brands you're familiar with, reviews on the items. You've also got free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of stuff. Did I mention they have groceries now at Amazon? Really, pretty much anything you need. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. You've got a great deal, and Free Talk Live gets a percentage. Before we continue with the calls, just an explanation of what I was referring to a few moments ago. We had yet another run-of-the-mill conspiracy theorist call in with his factoids about what he believes to be the truth about 9/11. And I don't make any statements as far as what I believe to be the truth, because I don't believe any of the stories. I don't believe the government story. I don't believe the conspiracy theorist story.
There are a lot of good questions out there. Absolutely.
There's probably some kernels of truth in the stories. I don't know. And it's not worth my while to try to ferret out what the truth is, because in the wash, it won't matter. Because when you look at it from a from the perspective of rational thought, you can have all the facts in the world in your corner about what you believe happened on 9/11 or with the Kennedy assassination or with the Oklahoma City bombing or whatever. Fill in your conspiracy theory there. You can have all the facts in the world, and they might all be true. It might be true what these people are saying. But when you ask them the question of, well, what are you going to do about it, that's where it all breaks down. That's where they just, well, we're going to rise up. We're going to have them arrested. We're going to have George Bush and Dick Cheney arrested. Oh, who's going to do the arresting? You asked him if he went, if he'd gone down there yet to arrest them. He didn't have an answer for it.
Go in the name of Canada. Bring a flag and arrest George W. Bush.
Yeah. What are you going to do? You going to have the FBI?
Are you proposing?
The CIA?
Are you proposing that I just give up my good old life here by wandering down and arresting George Bush with a whole bunch of facts that I don't really have at my disposal?
And besides that, you and I both know that you wouldn't get anywhere near George Bush because he has armed guards protecting him, and those are the people you're going to have arrest him, right? Because George Bush is the head of the executive branch. The executive branch is the policing branch of the government. All the police agencies are part of the executive branch. So you're asking for people that work for this man to arrest him? Their job is to follow his orders, and you think they're going to arrest him because you've got some factoids about what happened on 9/11? Come on, get real. And I haven't even brought in the conspiracy portion. Because if you believe what the conspiracy theorists believe, and that is that there's this dark cabal of evil men out there controlling the entire world, if you believe that, if you believe that the government is so efficient and so powerful and so unstoppable that it can mastermind all kinds of these operations and manage to keep people quiet about it, the amount of people that they would have to silence in order to successfully pull off many of these conspiracy theories is pretty mind-boggling.
In all fairness, Ian, the only thing they're good at is doing things in their own interests, their own personal interests. When it comes to our interests as citizens, no, they're terrible at that stuff.
Well, if they're acting on a personal basis, then that's different than having a bureaucracy actually take some action.
Well, people use bureaucracies to feather their own nests, though.
Maybe that's true, but my point there was that these conspiracy theorists believe that these governments are effective, that they are out there doing plotting and pulling off these things with such precision that it's just mind-boggling how good they are at keeping people quiet. I mean, look, even if you've got a conspiracy, the more people that know about it, the more likely it is word's going to get out. And many of these conspiracies are very, very hush-hush. So if you believe that the government is so so brilliant at what it does and so controlling, then you've gotten yourself into a position of being defeated, that you believe that, well, they're so evil and they're so proliferating that there's nothing we can do, that there's nothing that can change, so we should just hunker down and do nothing but call radio shows and show people DVDs and hope that something is going to change on into the future. In addition, if you believe it's true that the government is behind these things, what in the world makes you think that the government system is going to correct itself? What makes you believe that these people who you believe are so in control would let go of that control? Or that the people they control, their servants, the cops, the low-level soldiers that work for them, would somehow turn against their masters? And even if they turn against their masters, if the system is as corrupt as the conspiracy theorists believe it is, then those people that turned against their masters would not get far. They would be punished. They would be taken off the streets. They would be locked up in the prison cells, and we'd never hear from them again. These people at the top, if it's true what the conspiracy theorists say, they're unassailable. And even if you did take out George Bush and Dick Cheney, if you believe some of the other conspiracy theorists, well, they're just the puppets. The Dick Cheneys and the George Bushes and the Hillary Clintons are supposedly the puppets of the evil, dark-cloaked men that run the world from the smoky black room, right? So if you take out their puppets, they'll just put more puppets on the stage, right? So where is the end game in all of this? There is no end game. It's just a maddening rabbit hole of madness that you just keep following and just picking up trivia about past events. It's focusing on the past versus focusing on the future and what we can achieve. And we can achieve liberty in our lifetime, and we can achieve the voluntary society, and we can achieve all of these things, the free marketplace, and getting government out of our lives. We can achieve it all without having to focus on the details of what happened on one September day in 2001.
And a lot of the people who call in about this, Dean, if you've noticed, are very angry and very vehement.
If I believed it, I would be angry.
Well, they're angry at us for not believing their things, too. They're
angry. I get the sense they're angry about it, too. They want something done, and their intentions are in the right place. The problem with that, of course, is they're eating themselves alive, for one, and they're not being productive. But the most important thing we can do is help society to take the red pill, so to speak, and to realize that government's not the answer to their problems. And over time, when enough people are aware of what is really happening, and the Internet's a big help on that, eventually, there will be no market demand for certain politicians anymore. Right now, there's still a market demand for statist politicians, and that's why you have the Hillarys and the Obamas and the McCains running for office right now, and they seem to be popular among certain segments.
Right. So as soon as people stop wanting that, they'll stop being there.
Right, because then you'll have crowds of people booing a politician when they speak rather than anyone.
And that's not what politicians want. They want to be accepted. They want to be loved. They want to be appreciated.
And you are starting to see a lot of hecklers and booers on the periphery of these speeches, but, I mean, it's going to get better.
Well, maybe we're going to have we might have a little bit of fun here in Keene, New Hampshire, in a couple days. The politician who I mentioned recently on the program, one of the state senators here, Molly Kelly, refuses to answer a simple question about how she feels about marijuana decriminalization, and she's apparently going to be going on the air on a local talk show.
Right. To get her a little accolades from the local host, you know, to be petted by her fawning constituents, and
But there's no call screening on the show, so yeah, we're gonna have our activists essentially ambush her on the air and call after call, if possible. I don't know. Nobody has really committed firm to doing this yet, so it may bomb. It might bomb out. But the more activists we have, the more likely more of them will participate in things like this, and that will definitely make that particular politician feel mighty uncomfortable with what she's doing.
Well, so much for the element of surprise.
Let's go to your phone calls here. Oh, we're planning it in public. It's being planned on NHFree.com in the forums right now. And let's go to Matt in Illinois. You can bring up anything. Matt, you're on the amp line.
Evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm not going to be as exciting as the conspiracy theorist. But a couple weekends ago, I was invited to the Bilderberg group, and I could have gone there. Or I could have taken my kids to
me too.
Club.
You were invited to the Bilderberg group. How's that invitation come around?
Well, I could have taken my kids to this 1830s village in Naperville, which is what I decided to do instead. The Bilderbergers actually need them.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Mark was talking about not setting up a mailbox.
Yeah. Federal post office box, yeah. Not actually putting one in the ground on your new house.
And when I went to this 1830s village, they had the mail house, the house where the mail came to. Back in the 1830s, a long time ago, speaking about dwelling on the past.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very interesting. They were telling us how they paid for mail back then. And back in the 1830s, the receiver paid for the letter.
Yeah, I remember that.
He would. You remember that? Okay.
Well, I remember it from school, yes.
And they had these silver pieces. And back in the 1830s, there was a money crisis going on, and they used silver coins. They used Spanish coins.
Mm-hmm.
And one letter would cost what was known as a picayune,
yeah,
which was 1/16th of the silver.
Wow.
And they showed us that. It was really neat. It was 1/16th of an ounce of silver. The silver coins were.
So what if you didn't want the mail? Could you refuse it?
That's the point I was going to make.
Make it quick. You got 20 seconds.
Yeah, you could refuse it. And so if you went to the mail office today and they had junk mail, just say, I don't want it. Then what would happen?
Hopefully it would bounce back to the original sender and they'd have to pay the bill because it made it all the way across the country. Somebody's going to have to pay for it. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. It's been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
We'll join you tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
With oil.